dear. And did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is by law forbid to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day no more will keep, his colours can't be seen. For they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. I met with Nabbertandy and he took me by the hand. He said, how's dear old Ireland and how does she stand? She's the most distressful country that you have ever seen. For the hanging men and women, for the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. And since the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root and flourish there, though underfoot 'tis trod. My father loved his country and sleeps within its breast, while I that would have died for her must never so be blessed. Those tears my mother shed for me, how bitter they had been, if I had proved a traitor to the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green, they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. But if at last our colours should be torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from the dear old Isle will part. I've heard a whisper of a land that lies beyond the sea, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day. Oh, Ireland, must we leave you driven by a tyrant's hand, and seek a mother's blessing from a strange and distant land, where the cruel cross of England shall never more be seen. And in that land we live and die, still wearing Ireland's green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green.